You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, July 4th, 2016, week 163 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And it is Independence Day.
It is. Happy 4th.
4th of July. Was it 2 or 3 years ago where like we recorded 4th of July?
Twice.
No, we had to record. Well, no, didn't we record
it was
3rd of July and then the file got corrupted and then we're
that
like,
was it.
We're just going to record 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. We recorded and then we did another day.
We recorded the next
with
day.
With Alex. Yeah. We did it.
And then we went to his house and drank and lit fireworks.
Yes.
I bought fireworks for Alex's house.
Ah, nice. Nice. That was fun when we did that a few years ago.
Yeah.
The fireworks.
I was in Westminster and I was like, there's a fireworks stand. Let me buy fireworks.
Might as well.
Because it's...
Remember there at his house before, they were like people lighting fireworks like right at their house. Like
that was like
really
the same
big
year,
ones,
I think.
Like right next to us.
Yeah. That was scary.
Yeah, that was the same year. And that was... It was like... And then like... I think people were coming there or something. They're like, well, it's hard to find them once they do it.
Yeah.
Because unless you see it, you can't find them.
Yeah, I only bought like a small box.
Yeah.
Because I was under the impression that there's a fireworks stand and then it said buy one, get one free. And I was like, snap. I'm just going to.
What a deal.
What a deal. So I buy it and I was like, wait, isn't it buy one, get one free? She's like, oh no, only on the front page of the pamphlet. So it was like sparklers and stupid shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I guess I'll buy two sets of sparklers because I don't want to like walk away from here with like no bargains.
Let me get at least a deal in here.
Yeah. And then like sparklers, my niece and nephew like sparklers, so I kept a box at my house and then I dropped them off at Alex's.
Mm-hmm.
So that's illegal.
I think so, yeah.
Let's just scrap this all the way.
We're doing it in a legal area, of course, right?
Yeah. Alex now lives in a legal area. I don't think we've ever explained where he lives now.
We have not.
And I will in no way be drunk when we're doing this.
Of course not.
Then it's legal, right?
Is that true?
It's like a crime of passion. They could call it.
I guess so.
I just got drunk and I was like, we need to light fireworks,
you guys.
I mean,
it's patriotic, you know?
He doesn't even live near, like... I understand Mission Viejo, a lot of dry brush in Mission Viejo.
Mm-hmm.
Where he lives, there's like no dry brush over there.
Has there been fireworks that
caused
fires?
Oh, no, there has been a fire over there recently, though.
Oh, really?
Off the freeway.
Mm.
In the city. Well, I shouldn't say that. In the city he used to live in.
In the city. Ah, no, that puts
in a city similar to where he lives.
Yes.
Anyways, it's Monday. Chances are you're not listening to this on Monday.
No, because you're like... 4th of July, really? You think I'm going to listen on 4th of July? Who released the podcast on 4th of July?
We do.
That's what we do.
We've been doing it for 2 years, at least.
When it was on 4th of July, and when it was on a weekday.
Oh, no, we didn't do it last year, yeah.
Well, because it's on that weekend.
It's on a weekend. But, yeah, so since it's Monday, that means you get superhero Star Wars news today. You get both of those, not like together combined.
You get the combination of Luke Skywalker
Star Wars,
gonna fight some Batman
superheroes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only superheroes in the Star Wars universe, so
exactly
all the stories that Anakin heard as a kid about those angels and stuff. You get all those people. You don't get any of the actual characters though.
No.
Then tomorrow you come back or you don't, and you get the leftovers, which is everything else. Let's see what we're talking about, the leftovers this week. Ninjago, Tetris, Wreck-It Ralph 2, a lot of sequels and stuff. TV shows. Then Wednesday, you get a little bit of WeViewed Reviewed, and you get our discussion. What's WeViewed Reviewed? You might be asking yourself. Why can't Drew say it properly? Is a more appropriate question. It's been a tough week. I'm just drunk right now.
He's like, I just started early, you know? Yeah. It is July 4th.
July 3rd of July is the day we should be celebrating.
That's the real day.
Well, we all know that what day we should be celebrating is the day
August 2nd.
Is that what? What's that?
It's the day most people sign the Declaration of Independence.
I was thinking, was it September 19th or something? September 17th?
I don't know.
The Treaty of Paris was ratified, which recognized the United States as a sovereign nation.
No. No, I don't know why you must have the international community recognize us when we recognized ourselves on a much earlier date.
If a baby is born in a cave.
Okay.
And then no one knows it was born there.
Mm-hmm.
And years later, it comes into society.
Mm-hmm.
Do they celebrate the day the baby was born that they guess? Or do they celebrate the day that the baby entered society?
If the baby was new when he was born. But this is more like a society of people. If it's a society of
people. I'm saying Independence Day should be recognized by the world. And it should be celebrated September 19th.
So America was not discovered until white people came to the shores, is what you are saying. That's what you're saying. Because according to white people, we didn't exist. Native Americans did not exist. Therefore, when we got here, that's when this country was real. So, got you there. Because we didn't,
they didn't, like, celebrate a day for, like, America Day. They weren't, they probably celebrated some sort of land day.
Yeah, I'm sure they did when they first got there. Like, we're the first... And this is the first...
Like, thank you, land, for our bountiful harvest. Like, they probably celebrated that day.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, we should celebrate September, whatever that day is.
We should not.
The Treaty of Paris Day.
I will not back down. I will not agree with that.
Well, that's the end of the podcast.
Well, it's over, guys. We can't agree. We can't get past it.
I need to find out what day that was because it's going to drive me crazy. I can't even support my argument if I don't remember what day it is. Because it was signed so much later. September 3rd. 9-3. That's exciting. September 3rd, the 3rd of September.
Nah.
What a great day.
No one wants to celebrate. It's the middle of summer. It's a great time.
September 3rd. It's like right before the end of, the end of summer.
Weather's all bad. Weather's great now.
Weather is better then. It's like less hot.
I think it's pretty good right now.
It's pretty good right now.
I mean, it was hot like a week ago, but I mean, ideally for us, perfect right now.
But yeah. September 3rd. Gonna have a huge party.
All right. You be the one and you'll be like counting down that day.
Yeah.
And we'll see how many other people recognize it.
That's like, I don't know. Should I celebrate the day I was like supposed to be born? Or should I celebrate the day I was actually born?
That is the day day we recognize ourselves. I mean, you're just taking, why do we have to be recognized by the international community? Like, is it because?
That's like official.
We're official when we say we're official. That was the point. It's independence.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's when you say it is. If it was based on that, we would be still ruled by them because, we're waiting for their approval.
No, we got approval in 1783.
Who cares about their approval? We'll just recognize ourselves when we... It's about independence, about recognizing yourself, not being recognized by others.
I'm feeling, I'm thinking in my mind of a Jay-Z lyric that I could fit into this scenario.
Use that same one.
Yeah. How high is high enough until we're eye and eye with the higher ups is what Jay-Z would say. And I think he would celebrate September 3rd with me.
All right. Get him to say that. I'll tweet at him. And see.
Yeah. What's bigger, 4th of July or September 3rd?
He'd be like, what are you talking about?
What's September 3rd? He's like, you mean November 3rd, the day I was born? My birthday is... Or no, December 4th. I don't remember what day Jay-Z was born. December 5th. I don't know.
All right. Any of those, I have no idea, so you could be right. Or you could be completely wrong. I have no idea.
It's like a song. The first song of the Black Album.
Oh, he talks about his birthday.
Yeah. Well, he talks about like growing up.
Mm.
Anyways. Wednesday. We viewed, reviewed.
Hey, you said it right.
Yeah. I'm sober now, you guys.
Yeah, I know. What you don't understand is we edit it, we like just cut it, and a lot of time has passed since that last moment, right?
Yeah,
of course.
Just let you're like, Drew, chill out. You drank too much. Drink some water.
Yeah,
eat some bread.
People don't understand how heavily edited this podcast really is.
Super heavily edited.
It's like, it really takes the course of a week, and we're like, we're like piecing it together, and we're like, oh no, we did that wrong, let's do it again. It takes us quite a bit of time.
And takes. It's super scripted.
Super.
So yeah, we viewed, reviewed. We talk about things that we watched and stuff and review it, kind of. We just rate it out of 8, because that's our system. And then we have a discussion question, which we lost our only participant because I think he's going through some stuff. So it's really just us setting up a question that we actually, instead of just speaking out of our ass like we normally do, we have a whole week to think about it or not and then speak out of our ass.
True.
That's how it goes. We need to start doing that thing where we bring it up in public.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow we can bring up our discussion question.
Yes. We need to do it for real too. We tried to do it at one time and we didn't. So now we'll do it for real. I think we'll remember this time.
Yeah, most people, I think, I don't know who's going to be there tomorrow, but I think only like Brian.
That's enough. That's more than we usually get.
Yeah. It's more than... That's the really disappointing thing is we should have like Brian and Uksha respond every week.
I know. But getting them to respond is very difficult for some reason.
Even in a group chat.
Yeah.
It's impressive how difficult it is.
I know. I need to like... I feel like there's a method. We need to use their specific method. I feel like... I think if we write on like Brian's blog post, maybe a way.
Like we just comment on his blog post?
Yes. I'm trying to find unique... creative ways because simple texts aren't working. So,
like if we tweet at him,
maybe if or I write Snapchat his... Uksha,
yeah,
he'll do something.
If I played like electronic music behind the question, yes, while I'm asking him, it might gain his attention.
Maybe.
So yeah, that's Wednesday. Thursday, America's Sweetheart, where we're like, hey, this person's pretty awesome. Give them the limelight. Mm-hmm. Let's take it off ourselves for a little bit.
Yes.
We'll put it on
that's what, the one part where we share the love, you know?
Yeah, it's where we try to humble ourselves.
Yes.
By shining the light on someone who's way more famous and is unaware that the light is on them. They have so many lights on them that they're like, yeah, I can't tell the difference.
Yes, they wouldn't even know if they had it on or off.
Yeah. And then this week in Movies in the Now, where we watch trailers for movies that are coming out that night. That night. Oh my god, I'm so tired right now. And then trailer talk, where we talk about trailers that we saw this week, sometimes. And then
we see them, mostly we don't, because we're like, we don't watch trailers.
Yeah, but I saw some trailers because I went to a movie.
Oh, yes.
So that kind of forces me to watch trailers.
Yeah, I'm trying to do your trailer thing, unless I'm like super excited about the trailer, I'll watch it. But mostly I'll like, if it's like I may be interested in the movie, but I'm not super excited about the trailer, I probably won't watch it.
And then sometimes I'll watch weird trailers. Show up.
Yeah.
If there's like a weird movie that they're like, this movie exists, I'm like, oh shit, I didn't watch this trailer. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's a, like, how are they making this?
Yeah. And then Friday, Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday, where we talk about whatever we want. So that's stuff to look forward to this week. But something to look forward to right now is us talking about superhero news. Let's get into it.
So we got some Suicide Squad news. They announced the official runtime. The runtime is going to be 2 hours and 10 minutes.
That's a long movie.
Yes. I think it was like originally reported there was like on Flixster and stuff on stuff. It was like it says 1 hour and 40 minutes. So everybody was like, what? 1 hour and 40? That's so short. And then he's saying it's going to.
30 minutes longer.
Yeah.
Half an hour.
Yes.
That's what I like to call a full Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah. That's a. Which is a lot of content.
Because Rocko's Modern Life is like 22 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's a full Silicon Valley.
Yes. That's what it is. So that's
a full Ballers.
Quite a chunk. Quite a chunk.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it's that long. I mean, Deadpool did great for how short it was. But I just feel like more characters warrants longer time.
It's weird. I never yawn during the week.
Yeah.
Get behind the mic
only
with these headphones
on. You're like, oh, man, I'm so relaxed.
Yeah, it's so relaxed. Right asleep. It's like I could just take a nap. That's what people want to listen to.
Exactly. And then we got some Spider-Man Homecoming news. More casting. They just keep casting and not telling us who people are.
But and I don't even know who half these people are.
Either do I.
I think they're all just children.
But this person, Tyne Daly, she's a very old woman. I think she's the sister. She's the sister of the guy who voices Superman in the animated series.
Person,
like Tim Daly, who's like Kevin Conroy and Conroy's Batman. He's the Superman in that Timverse, like Bruce Timverse. Mm-hmm. So she's the sister of him. That doesn't really mean anything, but it's an old woman, and that's interesting because it's usually all kids. And
oh, isn't like a black woman, right?
She's no, white. She's white.
Okay,
I'm thinking she's of someone like else. Old white woman, and then also Garcelle.
I think it's just Garcelle Beauvais. Garcelle.
Okay, that'll work.
I believe it's a French Creole, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And Tiffany Espenson. They've also joined the cast, and I don't know who they are either, but probably more children.
Yeah, because this...
Because they literally are... Everybody in their school, they're like, we got to get every single person in their school, and like every single teacher. This got to feel like a real school. I think they're just going to like show a whole school or something. I don't know.
It's weird. Like, so I'm on Reddit a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot.
A lot, a lot.
Yeah, like too much, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I think I need to subscribe to like a lot more subreddits mm-hmm. because...
You just keep going back to the same ones and like...
Yeah, my newsfeed doesn't refresh enough.
It's not quick.
And it's crazy. It's just like, because I use Narwhal as an app I use.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like all faded gray instead of like, there's like no white. Like, look at this.
There's yeah, because you've all, you've looked
I
at
just
all
read
of them.
Everything.
Yeah.
And you want to know how many, let's see how many subreddits. It doesn't say. A lot, though. I subscribe to a lot of subreddits. Anyways, the story I was getting to is I am a member in Marvel Studios subreddit.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, like, they posted the other day, not from America, what is Homecoming and how does it fit? Oh, here it is. What actually is Homecoming and how will it work in Spider-Man Homecoming? The person... This is the post. It says, mm-hmm. I'm from a country where homecoming isn't a thing. I did some reading about it, and I still don't really get it. To be honest, is it like prom? We have prom. Is it at the end of your graduating year like prom? What kind of weather conditions would be there? Would there be around homecoming? Or is it independent of the time of year? I heard some places have parades. Is that a thing? Parade battle? Also, I read that it's about welcoming back alumni. Is it just that or a whole school thing that Peter could actually go to? What is a homecoming king or queen? Is it like mandatory to go? Would people have an after party? Imagine trying to fight crime and also being at an after party? Jesus, I'm just really lost in the homecoming part of homecoming.
Wow, that was an interesting... I feel like you could have asked that in a different subreddit. I mean, the non-Spider-Man related part, but...
Like, just on Ask Reddit, you're just
yeah,
like,
just what, like is... what is homecoming?
What is homecoming?
But no, he's like, I gotta go explain this and do my thoughts and see how wrong I am or how right
and then
I am.
Then the person responds, he's like, it's like the beginning of the year prom. Homecoming comes from all the students coming back to school after the summer. And I was like, that's not true. It's like the first home game of, like,
it's like
the
football
season.
Yeah, it's not like right when you get back. It's like a month or two in.
Anyways, yeah. And then he's like, homecoming king and queen usually works like prom king or queen. And then the person says, thank you. We don't really do prom king or queen over here. So my entire experience of that concept is from the movie Mean Girls. Is that right-ish? And I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, I want to know what. Let me see if I can find out what country this guy is from. Because
it's like we do prom, but we don't do kings or queens. I didn't know they had prom in other countries either.
Yeah, me neither. Like maybe by submission. This is where it gets really creepy. Oh, I think he must be British. Because he said, I'm too young to be able to vote, but I'll have to live with the effects of this longer than everyone who would.
Huh.
He's in a British Problems, Marvel Studios, Ask Reddit. Original poetry, shower thoughts, teenagers, British Problems, swimming, pens.
Pens.
Casual AMA, get disciplined. Yeah, I guess he wants to be British.
Sounds like a British teenager.
Yeah, he must just not understand. He must be 14 years old. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Because he used the word mum, M-U-M. So that's very British.
There you go. We've solved it.
Yeah, so that was weird. Anyways, so Anna Kendrick, who was America's Sweetheart last week, right?
I believe so.
Awesome.
Yes.
She's in the news this week because she recognized us. I'm just kidding.
she's like, I am honored to be America's Sweetheart. Someone asked.
Yeah, she's like, I know they give it out weekly, but it is an honor. I'm just surprised it took so long. In which case I replied, Anna Kendrick, you are always America's Sweetheart. And that's why we're not doing America's Sweetheart anymore.
It's been retired, you know?
Yeah. Squirrel Girl, she says her brother sent her a issue, and she doesn't know much about Squirrel Girl besides the fact that she's half squirrel, but she's like, I could be half squirrel, and now she wants to play Squirrel Girl. Do you think this will have the same effect of Channing Tatum saying he wants to play Gambit? Which to me...
No, because... I feel like Tyrese says he wants to be Green Lantern. That doesn't work. And
but Green Lantern already had a movie.
Yes. But they are making it. They know they're,
yeah, they're making another
Squirrel
one.
Squirrel Girl, they got no talks of anything.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
So I think she has more chance of being Squirrel Girl because she's like, you know, this character that no one talks about? I want to be that character.
I feel like that if... it'll in the sense that if they ever do it, she'll be like on the list.
On top of the list.
Yeah. So in that sense, but if it takes them like 10 years to do it, then
she will definitely not be Squirrel
Girl.
It's
over. Because, yeah.
Let's face it. She's like, what, how old? Like 30?
30-something, yeah.
She'll be way too old in Hollywood's eyes. She'll never be too old in my eyes.
Yeah. So it's kind of, I feel like you don't have a big window. Really.
I wouldn't mind, like, a Squirrel Girl appearing in, like, I don't know, other movies coming out that are not super serious. Because I feel like
an Ant-Man, like Ant-Man and the Wasp or something.
Yeah.
Would be a place I could see it.
Even that, I feel like it's too serious, so.
Probably.
It'd have to be, like, an Iron Man. Not even Iron Man. It'd have to be, like, an Avengers movie.
Or, like, a Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Could do, like, a Spider-Man.
Homecoming.
Yeah, Homecoming. Do it right
Homecoming
now.
Homecoming Queen of My Heart.
They're still casting people. They can keep casting. Yeah. You know?
Let's change the whole script.
It's not over yet. Yeah. Exactly.
Did you see all the people that they let into the Academy Awards this week in this, like, to diversify?
No.
John Boyega. Mm-hmm. Martin Starr.
Ah.
I'm like, how the hell? What movie has he been? Well, he's been in a few movies.
He's going to be in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah. I was like, that's a person worthy of America's Sweetheart right there.
He is.
I think this week we're going to do our first posthumous America's Sweetheart.
Oh, really? Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. We always said we could. We just haven't yet.
Yeah. And this time I'm going to do another white male.
Of course. Tends to be that way. It's a pattern.
Yeah, because white males are like the most successful people on the internet.
Well, we got some TV news, some Iron Fist news. That's pretty exciting. Miguel Sapochnik. I don't know.
I don't know. Sapochnik?
There you go. That sounds better. That's more real. Miguel Sapochnik is directing an episode, and if that name sounds familiar, he's done 3 pretty great episodes of Game of Thrones. He did Hard Home.
Great episode.
It's a great episode. And then he did the last two episodes of 6th season. So episode 9 and episode 10.
Jesus Christ.
So he's done 3 pretty great Game of Thrones
episodes. That's an understatement, now that I know that.
Which episodes called Battle of Bastards and Winds of Winter.
Yeah.
Which was
And those are both season finale. 10 out of 10 episodes on IMDb.
Yes, I think Hard Home's up there too.
Yeah, somewhere. Which Game of Thrones is now the first show to ever have 2 10 out of 10 episodes.
That's pretty crazy.
That's pretty
Breaking
crazy.
Breaking Bad, Bad never did that?
I know.
That's shocking.
And the spinoff Breaking shocking. Bread never did that
Breaking
either.
Breaking Bread, you know? That was a good show.
And then the porno version, Breaking Bets, never did that either. So,
man, you would have think one of those three.
Whenever you slip up on the title, I'm just going to make it a spinoff.
One of those threes you think Breaking Bad, Breaking Bread, and
Baking Bad
would have done it, but no. Game of Thrones.
If there's no porn parody of Breaking Bad called Breaking Beds, then I'm disappointed in the porn industry.
Mr. White, when did you decide to break some beds? In your old age. Oh, man.
That'd be weird. Very weird. Like, because eventually Jesse and Walt have to have sex, right? Like,
I mean, I don't know. I mean, but you could always make Walter White like a woman or something.
Oh, like Wanda
White. That's what you do is you switch it up. I think that's something.
Oh, yeah.
Unless
they
just make
common.
One to make... Yeah.
They just, like, make all the people women, and then, like, one dude.
Yeah, they just switch it up. They're like, oh, all these characters... Because they're like... That's the problem with pornos, man. They just... Too much women in it. When, yeah. Like, all the male... There's so much male-centric TV shows, they have to do the parody. They gotta put women as some characters.
Yeah, so people aren't, like, lauding pornography as the great feminist movement that it should be. It should
exactly.
Be
exactly. They are being
granted
very...
they're all naked, and, like, usually some of them are forced to do it, and, like,
horrible they're high represented.
But they're highly represented in entertainment. If you include pornography, do you think there's a lot more women in show business? How well?
I would think so. If you did include it,
I want to look at those stats now. Like, how well do like women have to get paid? Like, they're probably paid way more than men in pornography, right?
You would think. I don't know. I don't know how their money works.
It's like I don't know. It's just a different currency completely.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they get paid in Bitcoin. I'm not sure.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
How it works. I don't.
That's if you want to make a movie, like get some press.
Mm-hmm.
Just pay everyone in Bitcoin.
Yeah, that'll definitely get you in the news.
Yeah, it'd be like first movie ever like paid their staff in Bitcoin. I'd be surprised if CNN didn't pick up that story. The CNN picks up a lot of trash
stories.
Yeah,
they do. I could see that on the bottom scroll at minimum.
Yeah. It's like
which I feel like is the bare minimum of news. It's like we're never gonna talk about this, but it's on that bottom scroll.
Which is sad because sometimes it's like major events.
I know, that's why I'm like it's huge bombing. It's like, nope, we're talking about Trump.
Yeah.
That's like we're not talking about this major world event, but it's on the scroll. Right.
It's
down
crazy
there.
That in this day and age, a news company that is super like liberal talks about Donald Trump so damn much.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they just...
Tell me what Hillary Clinton met with the FBI about.
Nope, not going to talk about it.
Because it's something sketchy. Yeah. 3.5, what was it, 2.5, 3 hours?
I don't know how long it was.
Long-ass meeting. I read a lot of Reddit articles about it.
Interesting.
Anyways.
Got some more Marvel Netflix TV world. Luke Cage is going to be at Comic-Con.
Cool.
So, they're going to preview probably a trailer, I would guess.
Yeah, I don't think they do the full first episode.
Nah, I don't think
so. That was
a
cool thing to go to Comic-Con for. Except it sucked.
Yeah.
It was cool because you're like, I get to see an episode before like anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sucked because you're like, I have to wait super long to see the second episode.
Especially like a Netflix thing where you're like, they're all out at once. Yeah. And like you're not used to that with like a Netflix show. You're
like I remember when I went to go see Heroes, I went for the Heroes season 2 panel.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to see the first episode like in July and the show debuted in like September. So that was a long wait.
Yeah, that's what I was saying for like when I saw like the Flash, the pilot.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Like, I saw Flash and I'm like, no, it's so long.
And it was like so good.
Yeah. It's annoying when the pilot's good too. Cause,
yeah.
Because you're like, oh man, I got to wait so long.
Yeah. Well, we got to see the pilot of that and Gotham like the same day.
Oh, yeah.
So that really sucked because that Gotham pilot was very strong.
Yeah.
Where I think I saw those pilots just multiple times because I was like, what's the point?
Exactly.
Like, I can't consume anything else.
Yeah, because it's the off-season.
Actually, no,
much.
The Gotham pilot sucked. I'm not going to lie.
No, that one was...
It was disappointing.
It wasn't that great, because they were just name-dropping characters left and right, and they were like, what is this show? And he's just like, Riddler, and then there's Poison Ivy. And then it was
but he
like,
did say, like, jerk off or something.
Oh, did he?
Harvey Bullock said that to Jim Gordon. And I was like, wow. On like a...
they could do this? It's like a TV-14 show, whatever that means. Although it seems like it should be a mature show. Like,
yeah,
I haven't seen it in a while, but it's very
ogre,
violent.
That ogre storyline was very dark.
Oh, yeah. It's dark and violent. I'm surprised like kids can watch that.
Kids,
quote-unquote. Yeah, quote unquote. And then we got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. news. They set a premiere date for the new season. September 20th, they're going to premiere the new season.
Cool.
And we got some Flash news, pretty cool news, I think. Tom Felton, who is Malfoy in Harry Potter.
Draco Malfoy.
Draco Malfoy, not the older Malfoy.
Not Lucius.
No. Or if you know him as the guy in Rise of the Planet of the Apes who's a dick to Caesar.
I know him as the guy in Get Him to the Greek.
Where he's,
Tom Felton.
Where he's Draco Malfoy again.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Hey, are you going to go to Potions with Harry and Ron? I was like, just fuck off, guy.
Yes. So he's been cast as Julian Dorn, a fellow CSI at Central City Police Department who suspects there's more to Barry Allen than just his good guy reputation. So it's a recurring role, too. So it's not just a one-off. So
nice.
It's pretty cool.
Now on to some Star Wars movie news. Star Wars Episode 8 news finishes production on July 22nd.
Ah.
Very soon.
And Star Wars Day is coming up, too, I think. We should be seeing, I assume we'll see some footage or something.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not, because it's,
I don't think we did,
it's more than a year and a half out.
Yeah.
So we didn't see the first thing of the other Star Wars till a year before? Maybe something like that.
A baby before Rogue One, we'll probably see something. Like at Rogue One,
yeah.
Like before the movie. Like
they'll probably show us something more of Rogue One at Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe they'll show a trailer during Rogue One or something.
Yeah.
Maybe not a full trailer. I don't know.
And Star Wars Episode 8 news, Mace Windu could still be alive according to Samuel L. Jackson and George Lucas. But like, not really.
Because
he was like old in
the episode
3.
He would probably
die
of old age. Well, I don't know how Star Wars ages work, really.
Yeah, because like Yoda's really old.
Did they show? Because they don't ever. Not that I mean, I don't read any of the books, so maybe they do deal with, I don't know, the lifespan of.
Like the average person.
I assume like a human. It's the same as our lifespan if it's like a human looking guy.
Yeah, because like Obi-Wan Kenobi aged normal.
Well, he aged very rapidly.
And the sun. Well, it's the sun, you know, like sun. You gotta put the SPF 50,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Yeah, the Tatooine's really tough on the skin.
Yeah, two suns.
It's true. It hits you double. You age twice as fast.
So,
yeah, because they're saying he's like, oh, he could, Jedis can survive like long drops and stuff.
Yeah.
But unless he's been hiding really well. I mean, technically Darth Maul survived. He was cut in half.
Yeah.
So Mace Windu could be out there, but they're not going to use him again.
No.
I wouldn't think.
He would be older looking than the old slave in Django Unchained, Samuel Jackson's character.
Yeah. But they could always like, if they, with those anthology films, go back and be like, this is what happened to Mace Windu after. Not that anyone cares. Like, where's the story there?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Racism.
Nothing exciting. They just left that one arm guy in the gutter.
Yeah. That's sad.
But what's at the bottom of, like...
Like Cloud City?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wonder, too.
Yeah, because it's like, they got cities in the cloud, and I assume it's like either like a slum down there, or like... Nothing down there.
Just slums.
Dirt. Yeah.
Or freaks live.
Yeah.
Everyone just has giant eyes because they need...
But I feel like there's a bunch of stories of guys, oh, I just fell down one day. I could never get a vehicle back up there.
There's just a bunch of people with like shit on their luck. Like,
yeah, they're like, oh, damn it, I fell down here one day.
Which, I mean, it should be a lot of people because those are... Well, it'd just be a lot of dead bodies, right?
Oh, yeah. What if they just throw dead bodies off? They're like off Cloud City?
Oh, no, I'm just saying like they die while they're falling.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. So they just fell, they would hit the pavement
and
be
dead.
Yeah.
So you just hear scream, splat.
Yeah.
Every so
That'd
often.
Be terrifying if you like live down there and all the time you're seeing just people flying off.
Yeah.
People probably commit suicide that way a lot.
That's probably like the worst way to commit suicide if you live on that planet, though.
Yeah. True.
Because you're like, it's such a long fall.
It is, yeah.
Like, I heard people,
you're right.
The first, like, when you kill your, if you try to kill yourself by jumping off a building,
mm-hmm.
Your first thought is like, I regret this.
Yeah.
That's and like then the you have to live
thing.
With that.
And then you're like with that for 10 seconds or however
Let's
long.
Let's say like conservatively 10 seconds. That's
yeah.
a long time.
Yeah. Oh, man.
To like, and it's much longer probably because
yeah,
some of those buildings look really high up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I like to think about. How do people commit suicide in Star Wars?
In Star Wars universe. That's the really the unexplored side. I mean... If they're developing this universe, these are the stories that they can tell.
PTSD.
Exactly.
Why doesn't anyone have it? Like, if anyone should have PTSD, it should be like Yoda. Well, I guess Finn kind of has PTSD.
Yeah, he kind of freaks out.
Yeah.
So they're showing it a bit. Maybe Luke Skywalker has it. Who knows? He's on that planet. He seems, he's got a weird look on his face.
That's called a beard.
It's very weird. He didn't have one before. How did he get one?
Why,
he
is that what you assume? You're just like, Drew has a weird look on his face all yeah, the time now.
He has such a weird look on his face. No, look at his look in his face. Yeah, when, he has a very... And he's a very... Like, tell me what that reaction... What was the direction they gave him?
How did anyone find me?
Yeah, like, you left clues for us. I didn't know such thing. Yeah. What are you talking about?
He's just a senile old man.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I remember that. You guys were supposed to find me a long time ago.
Yeah.
I've actually been trapped here. Thank you for rescuing me. There's no ship. We didn't see any other ship around.
R2-D2's useless.
I sent him, go get help, R2. Go get help. And then all he did was play dead for like a couple, like 10 years or however long.
Moving on to some video game news, some Star Wars video game news. Lego Force Awakens, I believe, is out now. And you can play as my favorite two people. I call them JJ and KK. Short for J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy. They're both playable characters in this game.
Pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That's what Lego likes to do, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like Stanley.
They put so many characters in this game, it's ridiculous.
Like, yeah, you can play as like almost anyone.
Yeah, people you don't even know their names.
Yeah, like Forlom.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Probably playable.
Can you play as like... Unkit Platt? What's the dude? The dude that buys the bread? Force Awakens.
Oh, he like gives out the bread.
Yeah, gives out the bread. Yeah, not buys the bread.
Simon Pegg's character.
Can you play as him?
Probably.
I'll play as him.
All you do is yell quarter ration.
Can I play as Stormtrooper
TR8?
The traitor, but he's not, that's not his real name.
Yeah. He's just the one who calls Finn a traitor.
Yes.
Probably. You probably could play as him actually.
I would think so.
He got a lot of traction.
Yeah.
Let's see what else is happening in the world of Star Wars. Oh, I watched that one show you talked about last week, the One Night or whatever.
Yeah. The Night of.
Night of, yeah.
The HBO show.
You know who that that Pakistani guy is?
Riz Ahmed.
Yeah, and he's the guy he's in the new...
Rogue One.
Yeah.
And he was in Nightcrawler.
Oh, okay.
He was the other guy opposite Jake Gyllenhaal.
I never saw that movie.
He was good in that, too.
But he raps... with Heems, like they rap together because he's also a rapper in England.
Oh, really? Well, he's a British dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
isn't that's the craziest thing?
Yeah.
I was like, his American accent is very believable.
I haven't seen him do a British accent in anything. Maybe in the Star Wars, he'll have a British accent.
Maybe.
Not necessarily. I don't know if he will. Finn didn't, so.
But Rey kind of did.
Yes, but she will.
But she's white. So they can get away with that kind of stuff.
They're like, we can't confuse them too much.
Yeah.
A black dude, you gotta at least.
It's a black guy who talks like a white person. I don't get it. So, yeah. That's all, I think. That's all I can think of right now.
Cool.
Yeah, I guess on Netflix today.
Kuro. I can't read these damn titles. It's getting harder every week. You said
Kuro Makuro season one.
Sure.
It sounds like I watched Finding Dory yesterday.
Yeah, <that's
laughs> sounds like you're trying to call Becky.
Yeah.
Kuro.
Yeah, I'm also doing the thing Dory says where she just sounds out words
and yeah,
like, incorrectly. Although like, she was better at it in Finding Dory than Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
I feel like she improved.
Well, in the beginning, she was like, I have a short-term memory loss.
Mm-hmm.
Come back tomorrow, where we talk about Ninjago, Tetris, Kong Skull.
Ninjago Tetris.
Ninjago Tetris. That's crazy.
That's a cool kind of Tetris.
And Pacific Rim 2, Captain Underpants. We're talking about a lot of stuff tomorrow. If you don't listen tomorrow, kind of...
missing out.
Kind of.
Missing unless you're out. Like,
unless everything I described to you, you just were visually
like,
repulsed.
I am not
by.
Interested in that. Those things.
That's only a taste, though. Like, we're going to talk about more stuff.
And also, so. They're going to come and be like, oh, Ninjago Tetris, yes! And then I'll be like, no, I was just joking. It was, yeah. Those are two different things.
Lego Ninjago, stop. Tetris, stop. Two separate things.
Yes.
Stop.
Yes. Stop.
Stop.
We just talk like typewriters.
Or not.
Or was it telegrams?
Telegrams, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because, like, I never received a telegram. Have you ever received a telegram?
No. think they're old-timey.
They stopped doing it.
Things.
Like, the Postal Service used to do it.
Oh, really?
That'd be cool, I think.
But you could still, like, get, like, singing telegrams, right?
Yeah, but they don't say stop anymore.
No. What if I want them to say stop? I think they will.
Can I just pay someone?
If I pay for it.
Like, that seems like a technology that would come back around. Like, people are like, oh, it's, like, hip.
Like, oh, yeah. I'd be, like, hipster or something.
Yeah.
It's like, I only do messages by this.
By telegram.
But I think people are like,
hey,
they're not willing to go that far.
Do you want to grab a drink with me? Stop.
Like, what's going on?
Please respond at your earliest convenience. Stop. Dhruv, stop. And they're just like, stop. You're done. Like, Dhruv, really, stop.
Actually,
like,
stop.
Yeah, what you said last? Yeah, tell him that. Yeah, so that's it for today. Come back tomorrow. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th. Have a good Independence Day.
Yeah. And if you're in Canada, go fuck yourself.
You already had Canada Day.
You had Canada Day, whatever that means. What do they do? I think that's just a made-up day.
Yeah, what is theirs?
What is the significance of Canada Day?
Is it when people recognize them as Canada? Because I don't think that's happened yet. I don't think we've given our approval that they're Canada yet.
Let's see. Canada Day. Oh, it's enactment of the Constitution. Is the National Day of Canada.
Is it when the international community approved their enactment of that Constitution?
No, but it was, okay, so July 1st, 1867, enactment of the Constitution Act of 1867, then called the British North America Act of 1867, which united three separate colonies of Canada, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick into a single dominion within the British Empire called Canada.
So they weren't
That's
even...
That's weird.
Were they not even independent from Britain yet at that point?
Oh, then the holiday was renamed in 1982, the year Canada Act was passed. What's that? An act to give effect to a request by the Senate and House of Commons of Canada, whatever that means. Oh, okay. So, I guess originally, if Canada wanted to pass amendments, like certain types of amendments, they would have to send it to the British Parliament. So, until 1982, that's pretty crazy.
Man.
So, then in 1982, they were like,
we're not doing that anymore.
Can we just, like, not? And then the British Parliament was like, yeah. Now you don't have to do that anymore. So it was.
So they never.
Technically, it was a day that. It, right? Like, it's technically a day that.
I guess so.
British was
they
like.
They did it on the same,
like,
day.
Yeah. Do you think they did that on purpose?
Yeah, they're probably like, well, let's wait till this
symbolic.
Day because it's already. Yeah. I would think, or that's very coincidental.
Yeah. Like, July 2nd, 1981, they were like, no, let's just wait a year.
Just wait a whole year just to make it. So we don't have to have two holidays in a row.
Yeah. That'd be pretty baller. You think if Obama passed something on Monday that was like, you know what? Double America Day.
We're going to get our independence from everything. Not just
like, you know what? I'm shutting down the government. You know, just like breaks down the U.S. government. It's like, for the people, by the people. Run yourselves.
Yay! And chaos.
Chaos ensues. The purge becomes a reality.
Yeah, exactly.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then sooner than later, we'd end up with, like, either Mad Max or Waterworld. Probably
or
Mad
both.
Max.
Both at the same time.
Wait, was Waterworld because global warming?
I don't know
Were
the
water,
history of
like,
it, or if they even
levels
said,
rose?
Said history.
Because that's very scary if that's what it is. That water levels rose so high, that's why it's all watery.
I mean, it's hard to tell the perspective on the world, because maybe there is more land, but they're just in a part of the world that there was a lot of water.
I think they're in an area that used to be land, and now it
became
water.
Water.
Like the Maldives.
Mm-hmm.
Or Venice, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Because that place is underwater now a lot.
Yeah.
More.
Mm-hmm.
These are the questions that keep me up at night.
Very hard questions to answer.
Like sand through the hourglass. Mm-hmm. These are the days of our lives. Come back tomorrow for the leftovers. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.